Blog Talk Radio.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle. He has a miracle to fit your need.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
I'm so glad to be here, you know, on the shout. I do have a lot of things to shout about, so you know, I'm very happy to be on today, you know, for the shout. You know, it's in the middle of the day. You know, I woke up, you know, this morning, and there was something that was on my mind, and I got to praying about that thing, and I started using scripture. And in the middle of me praying about that thing and using scripture, God had already turned that thing around. So I definitely have something to shout about on today and every single day. So I'm going to give him a good shout. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is
amen,
no distance
Pastor.
In spirit. There is no distance in spirit. See, when you get to praying about
amen.
Something and you trusting and believing that God's going to do it, see, God going to do it. It ain't going to take no time for him to do it for you. When you start
yeah.
to trust and believe that it's already done. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you
yeah.
for that shout. I'm going to open up the line for someone else. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for being with us. Shout. This is the moment when I call your name or your number that you will shout out of this, thanking God for what God has done here on the shout. Amen. We're here to encourage, inspire, uplift. Hallelujah to all that is here. Sister Connie, welcome to the shout.
Thank you. Thank
Sister
you.
Connie.
Yes.
Welcome to the shout. We just want to hear you shout. Just give God some praise and honor and glory on this call today.
Girl, I just want to shout out because I got up this morning. I could breathe, and I wasn't coughing
Amen.
And wheezing, and I was able to get to my job this
Amen.
Morning. So, yes, I want to shout out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this party and Pastor Manning today. Amen. We said we're ready to show today. It's a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. I see that we have our sister Sharon Matthew on the call. Welcome to the show, Sister Matthew.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, he woke me
yes.
up this morning. He sure
yes.
did and got me started
yes,
on
indeed.
My way. And guess
Glory
what?
To God.
I want to thank him. I want to thank him. I want to thank him all day, every day, all through
yes,
the day,
yes.
all through the night. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we
yeah.
thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God bless you, Sister
Amen.
Matthew. We thank you for being here with us today. God bless
love
you. God
Lord.
Bless you.
We love you. We love you. Yeah, we love you.
Yes. Amen.
We love
Amen.
You, Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
Welcome to the shout. Welcome to the shout. And we thank God for Sister Matthew today. Those who took out their time at their lunch hour to be here. It's a 30-minute show, you all, so we're going to run right through it. But at this time, I want to just make sure I get everybody that's on the call. Sister Minister Darina Dudley, welcome to the shout. Shout, sister.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Give a shout to the Lord, our God.
Thank you, Lord. I just thankful to be up today and still be in the race. I'm just thankful for everyone that's on the line. I'm just thankful that my kids woke up this morning. My granddaughter's here with me. Shouting, I guess
mm-hmm.
she was shouting, but she went back to the room. I just want to just thank God. I'm just so thankful this afternoon. Voice kind of deep because I've been coughing for all night, but I'm still thankful and grateful.
Amen. We thank God. So you got a big shout. Just say hallelujah. Just one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence, God. We just thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The fresh oil and the fresh anointing that's all just given
yes,
every day,
Lord.
God. Just thank you for who you are, God. Just thank
yes.
you for sitting up high and looking down at us, God.
Yes,
thank you for breathing through us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Minister Dudley. Now, I don't know everybody's phone number here, but I'm going to call the last 4 digits of your number. And I want you to give God a shout today. Just thanking God for all that God has done. The last 4 digits of your phone number is area code is 318. Last 4 digits 6451. Welcome. Shout.
That's me, Brenda Gale. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What a mighty God we serve. Oh, I love
you,
Lord.
You,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to your name. All his goodness and all his mercy, all his blessings. Oh, mighty God, mighty God. Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
Yes, 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 glory to God.
I thank him for new leadership. I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, I magnify your name. Oh,
yes,
when I think about him and what he's done for me, I can just dance all night. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, God. Yes, God. We just want to thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is
set our confidence. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. That was an awesome shout. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everybody, in the place of God wants you to be is in that place of having faith, in that place of believing and trusting God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Bless and welcome, welcome to the shout. Amen. Good to hear your voice, Cousin Brenda Gale, here on the shout, the new chapter. Amen. I want to call your number, the last four digits in the area code here, and you let us know who you are here on the shout. The first four, the area code, we have 713, last four digits is 4152. Welcome to the shout.
Cousin Bonnie.
Hey, welcome to the shout. So I'm shouting, just thank God for what God has done and God is doing in your life.
Amen. Oh, he's doing wonderful things in my life.
Go ahead.
You know how I am about that. I can't say all I can do is dance, because he does so much for me.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Cousin Bonnie Laverne, hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Oh, you got to know this is a whole different platform here on the Shout You All. This is Blog Talk Radio. So we just come to have a good time, to encourage, to inspire, to lift, to pray, to touch and agree, to praise God. And just thanking God here in this 30-minute segment. I thank God for the opportunity. And I thank God for each and every one of you. It's my prayer that God will bless you, deliver, set you free. That God will open the doors that no man can close, and close doors in your life that no man can open in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank God. This is a shout. I know I have one more person here. I know everybody's phone number, but your area code is 713. Last four digits is 8735. Welcome to the shout. Last four digits, 8735. You're on the shout. We'll give you 3 seconds here. Maybe your phone is on mute. But we want to hear from everybody that's on the call. Don't hide in the shadows. We want to hear from you. But if you're at work, we understand. Last four digits, 8735. 1, 2, 3. God bless you. I shout for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's here on today. We want to pray. And we're going to get ready here today to talk about the new chapter. And I'll be sharing with you all some literature here as well. We thank God for everything that we have. We thank God for his presence. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. We come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons of God, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord God, according to John 9, Lord God, you seek those who worship you and you do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you, O God. Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart of repentance, O God, in all our ways in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, our God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, oh, yea, hallelujah, even pardons for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let the fire burn ever increasing in us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Uphold us, O God, with our free spirit, O God, and let God be magnified. Hallelujah. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, O God, Jesus Christ, creating us a heart of worship of God for you. Lord, we rejoice only in you, and we thank you. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the realms of your worship and truth, oh God, that our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and may our life be a living sacrifice, oh God, a sweet savor aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise, and the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. We come to you in love, in all admiration, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Renew a right spirit right now within us. Oh, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that you have a true praise, that true praise and worship come forever from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no greater God. There's no greater Lord, oh God. You are God, and oh God, and only can do all things but fail. But Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can clear the battle right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God is burning us, and it's manifesting right now. His glorious presence right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, that we have heaven, and we commune with you and take your place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's on the call today, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're moving in the mind. Way, oh God. Lord, I ask you to touch the sick right now. Let them be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now that you're divine to intervene on behalf of your children and turn it around for our good in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that peace come and be still in our lives, in our homes and in our workplace, oh God, anywhere our feet will tread in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of the enemy on our life, on our finances, on our children, on our support right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every hindering spirit on the Lord right now. I command you to cease your watching, come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief, every frightened spirit, every fatigued spirit, every spirit of forgetfulness. I command you to cease your watching, come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every spirit of pride right now, of self-righteousness, and I command you to come. She shall have to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every spirit of destruction right now, failure, sickness, and family, and fear, and I command you to see your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, oppression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance. Thank you that we're set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God. It is you. Hallelujah to your name, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. We all say amen, 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 amen. Again, welcome you all to the shout. We had such a good time in the opening right now. We just want to thank God. We only have a few minutes here, and I'll get everybody's prayer requests, and I will be praying over your prayer requests, coming into agreement with you as we wrap up this day today. This is like a test run today, and I just thank God. I'm super excited about the things of God and what God is doing. I thank God for all that he's done and all that he's about to do, not just in my life, but in the life of his children. And we thank God for leadership. We want to pray for our leader right now, president. We pray for his protection. We pray that he have a heart like God. You know, he has a mind like Christ, and that he would do what's right for the people in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, that we all are worthy, that we are all worth it. So I thank God. A lot of people think as they get older, they're no longer worth it, and people kind of push it to the side. You know, they don't want to hear from you. But we thank God that we are here, that God has called us to stand in that place to be able to love each other through everything, through thick and thin. So I thank God for lesson today, you all. We're going to talk about the new chapter, but I really don't have a whole lot of time to really get into it. And so what I'm going to do at this time is I'm just going to go to scripture here, and then on tomorrow, because we're here Monday through Thursday at 12 p.m. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so I want to talk about putting faith above feelings today, you all. We enter into a new chapter of our life, meaning we're not looking back. So what God has delivered us from, the Bible said, who is fit for the kingdom that put his hand to the plow and look back. So we don't want to look back. We want to keep on. We don't want to be like Lot's wife and look back and turn into a pillar of salt. So we want to continue to look for it and go for it, not to those things that are in the past. Let our past be our past. No matter what is back there in the past, whether you had the big house or the car and everything you wanted, we don't want to look back. We want to look to what God has for us, which is eternal life. And so I thank God. So today we're going to talk about put faith above feelings, you are. A lot of times we get so emotional. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, you all, it says, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. So I want y'all to think about that. You know, a lot of times when we're going through something, you know, we say we have faith, but then when something happens, we're shooken, and then we lose our faith. We get out of that place where God can bless us, God can heal us, God can deliver us, God can, you know, bring us through. We have to stay in that place of believing. Faith means resting in what Jesus Christ has done for us in the past, but it also means trusting Him for what He will do for us in the present and in the future. So I want you to understand that I want to ask you this question. Who is in charge of your emotions? Who's in charge of your emotions? Is it you? Or have you formed the unfortunate habit of letting other people or troubling situations determine the quality of your thoughts and the direction of your day? If you're wise and if you like to build a better life for yourself and your loved ones, you learn to control your emotions before your emotions control you. I know I've been in situations where I would allow my emotions, and I knew better. And you know, and we're known that when you know better, you're supposed to do better. It's one thing when you don't know and you're operating out there in the era, but when you know better, you're supposed to do better. There's been times when I just allow my emotions, and I had to remember who I am in Christ, and I had to get back into that place of faith and believing and understand I have control over my emotions. That means I have control over the situation if I can control my emotions. But human emotions are highly variable. You are decidedly unpredictable and often unreliable. So our emotions are like the weather, only far more fickle. So we must learn to live by faith and not by the ups and downs of our own emotional roller coasters. Sometimes during this day, you'll probably be gripped by a strong negative feeling. Distrust it. Don't trust it at all. Bring it in. You know, just bring it in. Trust it and turn it over to God. Your emotions will inevitably change. I'm telling you this. It will change. God will not change, but your emotions will change. So trust Him completely as you watch those negative feelings slowly evaporate into thin air, which, of course, they will. They will go away. You'll be one way one moment, then the next you'll be another. So don't allow your feelings to control you. Put faith above your feelings. Billy Graham once said, our emotions can lie to us, and we need to counter our emotions with truth. So we should pray. We should start our day praying this prayer. Heavenly Father, you are my strength and my refuge. As I journey through this day, I will encounter events that cause me emotional distress. Lord, when I am troubled, let me turn to you. Keep me steady, Lord. And in those difficult moments, renew a right spirit inside my heart. Amen. 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 We have about a minute here in the show. They give me a few minutes over. So at this time, we just want to thank God once again. Glory. Hallelujah. Everybody shout right now. Just giving God all praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. I ask God to increase your faith right now. Trust in God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly God, we ask that you move in a mighty way. I lift up my brother on Sierra right now. We pray for strength and pray for her healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly God, we ask for God that you send them, Father God. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene and turn it around right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'm going to open up your mind, and I'll call the last four digits for your name. So you can give us your prayer request, and then we'll pray over it today in Jesus' name. At this time, I have Ms. Tiny. Ms. Tiny, do you have a prayer request for us?
Yeah, just for Yolanda, for her business adventure, for her to keep her faith.
Amen. We'll lift up Yolanda. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to keep your line open. All right, last four digits, 8735. You have a prayer request? Okay, sorry, that's Jayla. Hold on, let me get you back in, Jayla. Go ahead, Jayla.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
My prayer request is for my health and me to be financially stable.
Your health and what else, Jalen?
To be financially stable.
Amen. We'll lift you up. Amen. Glory to God. We'll be coming to you. I'll come into agreement with everybody's prayer. As you open your mouth and petition your prayer today, we come into agreement in the name of Jesus. We're all saying amen. Amen. Pastor Manning, your prayer request?
You know, my prayer request is simple. Today and every day, I want to stay in that place of, you know, having a shout. I believe if I can stay in that place, then I ain't worrying or looking for nothing but for the goodness of God to show up in my life. So that's my prayer request for today. Keep
amen,
a shouting.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Shout. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Every day. Just thanking God. I got everybody live open right now. I'm just going to call the last four of your digits and your phone number. Sister Matthew, go ahead. Your prayer request.
My prayer request is for the Lord to keep the Holy Ghost moving through me continuously daily, and also for the Lord to touch my sister Carol as she goes to her doctor's appointment today.
Yes,
and whatever it is that's going on in her body. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. And also, my mind is stayed on the Lord. My mind, my heart is stayed on the Lord. Where is there any room for confusion? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. We come to agree with my Lord. Amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Dale, I bless you. Your
yes, we have been shouting for our new president. So my prayer request is for God to cover him with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Cousin
Bonnie.
Yes. Just thanking God, praising God, just thanking him for another day and to continue blessing my family. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Last four digits, 0480. Your phone number, last four digits, 0480.
Good afternoon, everybody. Praise God.
Amen.
I pray that everybody is having a blessed day. Amen. I just want to petition God for the wisdom and knowledge for my business.
Yes, yes.
And also to grow in my prayer life and in my study time with God.
Amen. Amen. This is Marlisha. I don't know who it is. I know your voice, Marlisha.
Yes.
Good afternoon, people.
Afternoon.
I'm glad we're back at 12 o'clock. It overstepped my mind. And I'm like, wow. I had to hurry up and find the number to dial it. But my prayers, like my sister say, cover me. I'm going to the doctor. They say I have a renal cyst on my kidney, but I know God's going to heal all that just like he's been doing. So my prayer for today is strength and peace. And pray for me getting attitudes with my husband, my anger, my real snappy mouth.
The devil is alive.
My Lord. Jesus. We have prayed that deliverance prayer. Hallelujah. We come into agreement. Father God, we just want to say thank you once again, Lord God, for this opportunity to come here, Lord God. Lord, we ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you deliver us from anything that's not of you, Father God. Oh, Lord, let us be delivered right now. We receive our deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to say that you be our strength, Lord God, and we receive strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against any bad attitude. We come against the spirit of anger. We command you to cease your works right now in the name of Jesus Christ and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Father God, we take the divine provision, Lord God, for your children, for your loved ones, and those that are doing their own business. Ventures right now, Father God, that you're divinely intervene, Lord God, hallelujah, and for provisions to be made for their finances, Lord God, that you will send the help that they would need, Lord God, that they will be successful in their careers, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray for divine revelation and knowledge for all that's on your call today, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we have an understanding of your word, Lord God, and your purpose for our life and plan, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we ask that you cover the
president of the United States of America with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray right now that your hand of protection be around them in his staff right now, and let there be no preparation or penetration to these heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every plan of the wicked one right now that is operating in this world right now. We command your plans and your plots and your deceitfulness to cease right now in the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. Oh, the spirit of the living God, move right now. Hallelujah. Father God, rain on us right now. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, oh God. Heavenly blessings upon your children right now to overflow, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help your children to stay in that place of shouting, oh God, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. All the things, my right, knowing that you already worked it out for us, give it, oh God. Oh, Lord, keep us in the place, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, helping us to keep
yes,
our money stayed on you, Father God, all the days of our life. Lord, and keep our prayer life, oh God, and never take the time on your head, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every distraction to try to keep you from studying the word of God, to keep you from praying, to keep you from focusing. I come against that spirit right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command you to seek your words and call in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you send your angels and go to the Father of heaven. And let the church from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over everything that we pray for and everything that we trust in you for. For us and our family members and those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood that heals us, delivers us, that sanctifies us, that justifies us, that redeems us, that makes all things new, that heals us. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the blood. Hallelujah. That reaches to the highest and falls to the lowest matter. And we just want to say thank you. We are up on high around it, Teresa. When we're down low, it's your riches. When we're in the middle of the riches, we thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. The finished work on the cross, oh God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God, it's in Jesus' name we pray that we are saved, that we are here. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We're back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. at the same time. Come in ready to shout. Come in giving God our praise, glory, and honor. I thank God for you. I love you. God bless you. You all take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen.
Love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Ghost Street.